Yeah, well, I think that was one of the things that I mean, I've written about this, but I thought was so fascinating when I first came across it, because I'd read an obituary about her, which had intrigued me, and so I tracked down some of her books and I got sent them from the library here in London when in the early stages of that first lockdown, and so I was making my way through them. And these first books of hers were very kind of elegantly written. They were sort of tales of, I don't know, comedies of manners in sort of very urbane or European settings, and they were nice. They were enjoyable, but they weren't sort of setting my world on fire. And then I came to They, and it was completely different. I mean, not just different to what she'd written before, but it struck me as a really different book to a lot of the stuff that was coming out at that time. Though there were resonances with things like Anna Kavan's Ice and books by Anne Quinn, but overall it was kind of this very kind of radical new tone, this kind of new voice, this androgynous kind of feeling, this kind of, the sense of threat. And it was unlike anything I'd seen in what she'd written before, put it that way. So I was very intrigued by it immediately because of that. And then it just struck me as being a kind of, a very well done book at the end of the day.
If you remember, what was it about the obituary that piqued your interest?
Oh God, I read this awful obituary that I can't remember how I came across it. I mean, I must admit, I do spend a kind of fair amount of time reading old obituaries on well, it's a really good way to find forgotten writers, actually.
That's a good one. We're going to ask you your tips for
Yeah.
archive moldom, but that you've already gotten to it.
There you go. Then read the old obits, basically, go through them. And so I'd gone down some sort of rabbit hole, came across this obituary in The Guardian, here in the UK online, and it was awful. It sort of said that this, it described Kay as this woman who spent far too long pursuing these kind of vengeful vendettas against her enemies, and these awful sort of lesbian trysts, and didn't spend enough time writing. And yet at the same time said, she's written X amount of books, quite a lot. There were sort of seven novels and works of interviews with other writers, and she'd been the first woman who had been a director of a publishing house here in the UK. So I couldn't get my head around what was going on in this obituary. It just seemed like a very kind of mad piece of writing, and that was what I thought. I need to go and find out. At that point, I just thought, God, she sounds fascinating. Like, I love the idea that she, even if she had been, I mean, I think she clearly. I think if you made an enemy of her, she would let you know of it. That was the kind of sense. But she was also incredibly, incredibly loyal to her friends, from what I found out afterwards. But it was such a wonderful, it was such an awful piece of writing, but such a wonderful thing to kind of pique my interest in her. Let's put it that way.